Okay, so today I really need your help with this.
Is this recorded already?
I'm starting now, yeah. This was a share I was going to give originally as part of Bikias, because it comes up in Ksubas Pehei. And then I realized, Oro pointed out to me, this is much more relevant to us. And then when I realized the inherent complications in the sugya, halacha lemaisa, I spent the last, 2 weeks talking to different poskim and Rosh Yeshiva v'chadoma, trying to piece this together. We'll see how this goes. So basically what I want to deal with today is the question of subjective personal ne'emanos. Right, we've been talking about the role of the lady in Psak. So here's a very specific case where your personal convictions, at least according to one very, very, very strong shita by Ramosha, which is accepted by many modern poskim, allows you to circumvent normal halakhic categories. So to give you a background to this, okay? So because I originally was going to give this as a short shir, I added Makaros. So go to the second part of it, the one that starts with Mishnah Maseches Demai. Just to give you background to what we're talking about, okay? So normally, right, people have... You got it? Top of the page says Maseches Demai?
No. Nope. I only have 2 pages.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah, so these are printed separately because...
I have them.
One second.
Yay.
These are here. Okay, Maseches Demai. Demai.
Yay. Look at us go.
What? It should be three.
3 sheets total?
Okay. So... Did I lose mine?
No, I held them. I held them.
Oh, whatever. Okay. So to give background, normally we trust people when they say that something is kosher, right? You go to somebody's house, you trust them. Midin what?
Nemanut.
Yeah, Eidechad Neman Visurin, right? Eidechad is Neman, probably. That's probably what it's based on. And then there's the Chakir, which we'll get to in a little bit, whether that's Midin Nemanos or Midin Eidos. Fine. But there's an exception to this, a very important exception, which is that who's not Ne'eman by Surin? Who do you think would not be Ne'eman by Surin?
Oh my God.
An Echshad. Right? Someone who violates the Isser about which you're talking about, right? If somebody says something's kosher, doesn't keep kosher, there's not good reason to believe him, right? So the way this develops in halacha, I really just gave you the main mikoros as they're presented by the Beis Yosef in the beginning of Siman Kuf Yates. So it starts in the Mishnah Demai, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Hamakabal Alavlios Neman. Someone who accepts upon himself that he will be Neman, meaning he'll act like a chaver, ma'aser eshu ochel veshu mocher veshu lokeach. So he gives maaser in that which he's eating or selling and buying. And he cannot be a guest by an amaretz. Neman. Even if he does, he's still neman. Amru lo al atzmo eno neman. Ketzad yehi neman al achirim. They responded to him, no. If someone isn't neman for himself, how could be neman for other people, right? If someone is willing to eat by an amaretz, meaning someone who's not Makbid on being Mafresh Maestros, he's Makbid probably on Truma, but not on Maestros. But halachically, that's still Tevel, there's still Inus or Misa, Misa Bidei Shamayim. So how can he be Neman and others? So what the Mishnah seems to be saying very clearly is that if someone is Chashud on an Isser, he is no longer Neman, yes? Mm-hmm. Right? Very straightforward. The Gemara similarly in Avodah Zarah Lametes says Tanabanan in Lochen Yemach Machag Basuria. What is that? Lo Yain Velo Murius Velo Chalev Velo Chalav rather. Right, not wine, not brine, not milk, Velo Melach Salundikis, Velo Chilses, Velo Gvina, Elam in Amumcha. You can only buy it from an expert. Vekulan and all of them in Mitarech Eitzavalabayas Mutter. But if you're buying it in a commercial setting, it has to be from someone who's trusted. But if you just want to eat by somebody's house, so a normal person is neman in non-commercial settings. Messiah, Shimon Levi, Dom Shimon Levi, Shagal Balabais, or the Beis Amutter. And the Gemara says, "My taima Balabais lo shave keter v'ach yisura." A normal person, even if he might be chashed if he was going into business, he's not going to be chashed. I'm in his own house, right? If he has the opportunity to eat heter, why would he eat eser? When someone sends you a gift, he's sending you from his house, right? It's sending someone a gift of food, that is not parallel to to business, and therefore he's not chashud. The next Mishnah also in Demai, the third parak, Anosin Lapundikis, Ma'aser Eshu, Nosin Lav Eshu, No Tell Me Mena. If someone leaves stuff with an innkeeper, he has to be ma'aser everything he gives her, because she's not having to do it. Menei chashud alachlo, because not only is she chashud to not be mafresh maizros, but even if you gave her something, she's chashuda to switch it on you for something which was not mu'usar. Amar Rav Yosi, einanu nachrayin l'ramayin, einu mazal mashu notal mimenu bilvad. You don't have to be mafresh what you give her, because if she wants to eat it, right, haliteu l'rasha v'yamos. But what you take from her, you have to be mafresh. So, and the last one is the Gemara in Chulin Daf Vav. Lo gazal Torah was tamei. Vatania nosen jeshchanas uisa lafos agdeir levashel eino choshes lasar v'tavlan shabalom shvias lo mishum meiser. Is it true that we worry? It's not true. You go to your neighbor to bake. We don't have to worry that what the spices she's giving you are shvias or meiser. V'im amar la'asel amishalaychi choshish l'sarvatavlan shabam mishum shvias and mishum meiser. But if she says use your own, then she is shiny husband. Give amar la'asel amishalaychi. Come on, darbi adayim dami. Because then it's as if she's mixing hers with yours, and she's not necessarily them. And fine, rafer amar shiny sarvatavlan. The time of it, time of lo batel. That's different because it's. Because it's made for taima, that's okay. That's a different sugya in Yordea. And then the point of the Gemara: Lo chalufei lachashinan. Are we not worried about being machlif? We already saw in Demai, and that we are. And then another Mishnah: Atnan anosin lachamoso maaser shunosin laveshu notam menu mishachadul machlif is amiskalkel. That if you give it to your mother-in-law and she's chashud al shumos and maasers, we're even worried that she's going to switch it on you. So where it says no, hazam kedetane time arayuda rotsi bitakonas base bita ubosha mi chasna. A woman wants her daughter to have the best, and she's embarrassed from her son-in-law, and therefore, even if she's normally trustworthy, she might switch the mitukan for tevel. In order to give you what she thinks is better. Okay? So, taking these all together, I gave you just the summary in Shulchan Aruch. It goes like this. HaChashad Lechol Dvar Masurim. If someone is suspect to eat things which are Asur, Beinim HuChashad B'Isur Torah, Beinim HuChashad B'Isur Darabbanan, and whether that which we assume he eats is D'Oraisa Darabbanan, and Ein Lismach Allah Bahem. So he can't. So we can't rely on them. Vim tareachimau, and if he is a guest by them, lo yochal mishalot varm shu chashalam. You can't eat anything that person's chashur to violate. Haga v'yezur mafil mishaino chashur. This is a machlokes Shulchan Aruch and Rama, based on machlokes the Rambam and the Balei Tosfos. Is a stam person chashur or not? So the Beis Yosef assumes that a stam person is not chashud. The Rama says a filmi sheino chashud rakshein makirino so shu muchzak bekashros also liknos man yaino shadvarm sheishlachos leister. So he said for the purposes of business, we assume that most people are chashud. For the purposes of just being by someone's house, right, a non-commercial setting miu imnitareach etzlo ochel imo. But if you're by his house, a stam person is not chashud. If someone is chashud to sell usher things but not to eat them, so even though he's a bad person, mitarech etzlo v'ochel imo, and the way it's described in the Rishonim and based on the Gemara is that he's chashud on lifnei iver, but he's not chashud on ala tarfus. And since he's eating with you, right, we don't have to assume that that it's not kosher because he's only chashud on lifnei iver. V'chenim shalech leveso mutar dechazaka shemashu ochel mashager lo. Everyone's with me, so yeah. Sif Gimel, Mutter Litin Mishalo Lachashud Lechol Dvar Masurim Kedish Darkan Uvashalo Lachin Shem Yachlifenu. Under normal circumstances, you're allowed to give food to someone who's chashud, on kashrus because we're not worried he's going to steal it. Kamen Shenu Chashud Al Gezel VeMozn Lishah Chashud B'Takanaso. But if you give it to someone who have reason that he would switch it, who chashud Lechol Dvar Masurim, who's both chashud to switch and chashud to eat treif. Aser, Shami Skalkal Mashinosin Lobiachalfenu Bishalo. Keita, what's the case? Harishanosan Lachamos, if you give it to your mother in law, Shachashud Al Isser, who does violate Isurim, Aser, Shabosha Michazna, because she's embarrassed to give her son in law bad food, Verotzebegat Bitan, she wants her daughter to have good food. So she doesn't think it's gezel, and she's chasher on the iser, so she might give you the iser. Lefichach machlef is lo rab betov. V'chena knows in the pundikis hachashuda. The same is true by a innkeeper. Pam shaboshem achzanai umachlef is lo rab betov. We come back on mutal hakbedet slo lahafkedet slo v'yishyach slo advarim. She does slo, but you can't give it to her stam. And if she gives it back to you, that's fine. This is unique to the iser about which you are chashud. But anything which is ancillary and necessary for that iser, you're also chashud on that. Kagon rishay chashud limkar chalav chilev b'makom shuman v'yamargal anarim lava liknos meinu be'gozim shaynosin lam kons mitzvah shal yimkar afilo gozim. Right, if someone used to sell chilev instead of shuman, and in order to get people into his store would entice them with candy, then you can't buy candy from him either. Chashud al iser chamor chashud al kal mimenu b'onesh. If someone is chashud on a more chamor iser, he's chashud on a kal one. So all the Nosei Kalim, the Beis Yosef himself says this, that doesn't mean any iser, it means related iserim, right? Like, if he's chashud on chamor isuri achila, then he's chashud on all isuri achila, but just because someone's chashud on isuri achila, he might not be chashud about, you know, shatnez. But within related fields, so if you're chashud on the chamor thing, you're also chashud on the kal. But there is a caveat, elam kein chamor bein adam hashin is harm bo yosem bein b'chamor, unless psychologically people treat the lesser isra as more chamor, right? Because since nemonus is some combination of a formal and a practical issue, if people think that, you know, eating pig is just the worst thing in the world, and they don't realize that it's worse than eating tevel, right? So in theory, someone could be chashud on pig and not chashud on tevel, even though tevel is more chamor. If someone's chashud on tevel but not chashud on pig, right? That's possible because people think pig is so much worse, even though it's not. Once in Isser Lav, once in Isser Misa V'Dei Shomayim. Sivav chashud al shnei dvarim. If at some point you're chashud on two things, v'chazer b'viyatsim v'dei chashud shneihem, and then you did tshuva on both, v'achach nechshad kol al echad mehem, but then you revert on one of them, afilo akal she b'shneihem, even if it's the less chamor one, still chashud shem v'chazer l'suro b'shneihem v'chashud al shneihem. And the last thing is that I'll put, the simon goes on, there's 20 sifim, but mishum first and bechem ha'ver shev Torah, someone who's known to do a certain avera, unless it's chutz me'avodah zara, go chum chil shabbos for esya. These two, if you are over avodah zara or chil shabbos, then you lose all ne'emanos. But if you're violating any others, osha einu ma'amin b'divrei roseinu zal ne'eman b'shar yisurim, you're still ne'eman on other yisurim of shalachirim ne'eman afilu losu davar lomar motiru, and you're ne'eman about someone else's stuff, right? Not about your own, but to say, look, that which Aryeh has is kosher, is you know, chulin mitukanim, whatever the case may be. This is challenged. There's an extensive discussion of this in the Gra and the Pri Chadash, but we'll leave it for now. Mishu chashud bedavar shel lo mashmal in shu avera lo mikri chashud. If there's something that people don't think is aser, so you're not chashud in general. Milo so davar ner nemet, but obviously for the thing that you violate. Okay, so you're not a Rasha because you didn't realize it was Asr, but you're still Chashud because you violate it. Misha Noeg Bezidavar Isr Mikach Shesover Shadino Achi Mikach Chumra. We'll leave it. Okay, fine. So the basic halacha, as Yosef from these Makaros, is that somebody who is Chashud al Hadavar is not Neman, right? There are certain qualifications, but that's the basic halacha. So, let's fast forward from the time of the Gemara and time of Shulchan Aruch to the 20th and 21st century. Ramosha is faced with a very complicated shayla. Now let's switch back to the original Makara sheet. There we go. Just look at his question, and then we'll see whether we can come up with a heter. Okay. So Moshe was faced with the following complicated shayla. Here we go. Okay. Look at the second original pages. Just read his question, okay? Being in Kim Levi Gemenez Mei Surin, fine. Be Yosi be Moscow, Vishnas Tavri Sadivav, Nishalti be Davar Shavos, Nizonim be Medina Azos, Mamnoseinu Harabaim, Al Shulchan Beneim, Vinoseim, Ochlen Nevelos. The Choldavar Isur, Virubam, him Kofrim Bashem Viteraso, Vishav Keter of Achle Isura. There are these parents who are supported by their children who now have gone off the Derech. And their children, they're in Moscow, their children are totally secular, they're from. Vimkein ain't neman al isurim. So their children, who don't keep kosher, are not neman. V'ein la'av azachalushim azkenim eitzeich lechol basar kishitzvichim lebriyusam. And the parents have no way of eating, and they need meat to be healthy. But they are living by their children. They're not living, right? They don't have the option of going to like a nursing home. They're living by their children. And their children don't keep kosher. And forget meat, anything that's cooked in their pots, even though we paskin that stam kelim ain't been a yoman, and therefore bidi avad would not trape off other food, still, he's moving in, right, knowing that he's going to have to use these kelim, and that's considered lechatchila, so he's stuck in a very serious problem, okay? So, that was the question that Rav Moshe was asked. Is if somebody's child, or you could just as easily ask the opposite way, right? A child becomes a Baal Tshuva and his parents don't keep kosher, right? But he lives in his parents' house. So what does he do, right? So straight, normal halachas, we just saw some in Kuf Yud Tet would tell you that what? What?
He can't eat the food.
He can't eat in his parents' house or he can't eat in his children's house, which is a real problem. Now, that's a practical problem, but there's also another problem, which is what? In addition to the practical problem, right, which is he can't eat there, right? If I asked you, the child whose parents are Baal Tshuva, and, the child who's a Baal Tshuva and his parents are not from, and his parents agree to only cook kosher, to, you know, leave aside a few pots and pans, to only buy stuff with a hechsher, especially in America where it's really not a big deal, or Israel, or, you know, most places in the world, where it's really not a big deal. Right? Let me ask you, right? Forget halacha for a moment. Does the child know that his parents are keeping kosher for him?
Yes.
Probably, right? Most children trust their parents. If their parents tell them, look, here's the pot that I bought for you. Right? Okay, so I won't use the oven or anything I make for you, I'll double cover, right? It's not so complicated, right? It's a little bit of a hassle, but like, look, I'm vegetarian, right? Boo, thank you. Right. I go to people's houses. It's not. I don't have a religious conviction about it, but people go out of their way to make make something for me, to make sure that I have food. Right. People do that for people who are vegetarians, to people who are celiac, people who have any type of allergy, and they'll do it for people who keep kosher. Right. They might not agree with it. They might think it's crazy, just like you think I'm crazy for being a vegetarian. But fine. But you don't routinely sneak meat into what I'm eating. Probably. I don't think that that's what you're doing. Right. So the question that Rav Moshe really wanted to deal with is there a way, is there a mechanism within the halakhic system that allows you to circumvent the normal rules of ne'emanus? Is my personal conviction that my parents are telling me the truth, that my children are telling me the truth, and even though they don't keep kosher, but they're not going to lie to me, right? It means a lot to me that I keep kosher, is that enough for me to trust them and for me to eat food in their house? So that's the question that Rav Moshe is going to deal with. Okay? So you see now why this relates to our issue, right? This is the real question. Is there are normal halachic rules, but there are any mechanisms that allow the individual to say, even though by normal standards of halachic epistemology, I shouldn't be allowed to know X, I shouldn't know that this food is kosher, my personal conviction has halachic weight. So before we get to Reb Moshe, let's build Reb Moshe's claim. Because Reb Moshe is going to make this claim, and let's see how he does it, okay? So the Gemara in Ksuvos, right now let's go to the top of the page, right at the top of the first page, has the following case. Hahi esesad ichai vashvua beidina derava. There was a woman who was chai vashvua in Rava's Beisden. So Amr Le Bas Rav Chisar, so Rav Chisar's daughter said to Rav Chisar, I mean his wife, right? The daughter of Rav Chisar rather said to Rava, right? Rava was married to the daughter of Rav Chisar. Yodana ba de chashud ashevua. I know that this woman is chashud al ashevua, so you shouldn't make her take a shevua because she's going to lie. So afcha Rava le shevua akshenegda. So Rava used a mechanism called ipoch shevuos, or what did he do?
The other person got to turn to take a shvua.
Or instead of making her make a shvua, he made the other person take a shvua and allow, normally, call it shvuos, right? Mida araisa are to hold on to things, right? Not nitlin, but to keep it, right? It's not aim the tongue of the nitlin, but here we switched it around. And we can do that. We can switch the shvua to the other party if we don't think that you are going to tell the truth when you swear. A different time, zivinam yasvikimei raf papa ravada varmasna. And Iso Shtara Gebe. So another time, they were in the Beis Din of Rapapa and Ravada, and they brought a shtar. And Amar Le Rapapa, Rapapa said, Yadane Be Dishtara Priyahu. I know that this shtar was already paid back, so you can't pay back from again. Amar Leis, so he said, Ika Inish Achrina Bahadi Damar. Is there anyone else with you? Why do you need someone else?
Because you need two Edim.
Amar Leilo, he said, no. So Amar Lei, Avagav to Ika Mar, even though there's you and I, you know, you're a big gadol and whatever, Eid Echad Laf Klumu, you are meaningless. Amar Lei Ravada Barmasna Veloye Rav Papa Kavas Rav Chizda. Rav Papa is not as Neman as the wife of Rava, the daughter of Chizda. The Gemara answers, Bas Rav Chizda Kimle Begave Tamar Lo Kimle Begave. Right? Rava knew the daughter of Chizda, and he trusted her intimately, personally, but not Rav Papa, Amar Rav Papa, Ashra, Amar Mar, Kimle Begave Milsi. Once you say that Kimle Begave is a halachic concept, could go in Abba Bar Bri, the Kimle Begave, Karanash Tamar Apume. Abba Bar Mari, if he told me something, I would be willing to rip up a star on his say-so. Karana Salkadaitach? You would actually rip it up, Nero Ella Marana Star Apume. I would weaken it, right? I wouldn't allow you to collect based on this star. Okay? So the Gemara creates this concept, right? Kimle Begave. Right? Rava trusted his wife, and therefore, even though normally Midin Eidos, ain't Eid Echad, even in Eid Echad, like Rav Papa, shouldn't have been Neman. He circumvented the halachic system, right? He circumvented the rules of Nemanos, and he was Mahapech Shvua on the basis of his wife's claim. Yes? Yeah? That's what we're up to, okay? So now, what's the obvious problem?
How is he allowed to do that?
Well, for sure, how is he allowed to do it? But the Gemara assumes that there's something called Kimle Begave. So one question is, how can he do it? The second question is, let me ask you, do you think Rava or, or Ravada Barava or Papa, do you think they, Ravada Mamasana rather, do you think they believed Rav Papa? Do you think they thought he was a trustworthy person?
Yes.
Yes. So what's the difference? Right? One is, why does it work? And the second question is, in Kfar it works, why doesn't it work for Rav Papa? Right? If, you know, it's basically the equivalent of saying, look, I know Rav Asher Weiss comes and tells me something, so I don't know him personally, but I'm pretty sure he's telling the truth, right? So why doesn't that work? Right? So the Meiri, so look at Meiri. Meiri says, Mekomakom emeidayin atzma yodeh shu chashun rishai lahavcha if you, the Dayan himself knows that someone is chashud, so you're allowed to be mahapech shvua. V'lo od, and not only that, elafilu hiida eishes hadayan ledayan shu chashud ala shvua, even if your wife tells you, kol shehu barubash ein mishakeres, anyone who is clear to you that she's not lying, hovchal piya v'chim bivno v'tamido v'chol shadayan yodea bivade v'ver shu yohal ismoch Allah. And why are you allowed to do it? It's like your own knowledge. In any case where you don't know somebody in this way, you can't make someone a chasher al pi eid echad. V'afilo haya eid gadol shebegdolim. And even the witness is the gadol hador. Lo nemar davar zeh ela midin kimle begaveh shehu kidias atzmo. It doesn't work unless you know the person personally. And it's like personal knowledge. Fine. So Meiri says, what is basically the ineluctable conclusion of this Gemara, is that what is this mechanism of Kimle? Why does Kimle Begave work?
Because it's like your knowledge.
Right. It's not because I know. It's not Ne'emanus. It's Yediyah Atzmit. Right? That's the distinction he makes. And therefore, just because somebody is the gadlador, and I really trust him to not lie. I really do. I really, if Rav Asher Weiss came and told me something, I really, really would trust him. Elamai, I don't know him personally. So can I say it's Yediyah Atzmit?
Not really.
No, I know that Rav Asher Weiss has a really good reputation. Right? That he's known as a tzaddik and a yashar and alamailas. Right? As I remember Shai Shechter once said about him, in front of him, right? That he has he learns like a litvak, he has the heart of a chassid, the diktuk b'mitzvos of a Hungarian, the punctiliousness of a yekka, and the avas haTorah of a Sephardi.
That's like
right?
That's a description that you can only find in Daniel.
Right, basically. He has alamailas, really.
Leopard.
Right? But I don't know him personally, so it's not Yediyah Atzmit. So what is the Meiri telling us, right? What is the Gemara saying? That how can one circumvent the normal rules of Ne'emanus only through one way, and that is?
Knowing himself.
Yediyah Atzmit, or alternatively? outsourcing yediyah atzmit, right? But yediyah atzmit, right? If I know that something's kosher, right? Two witnesses come and say, that's pig. And I know it's not pig, but I know that I shechted the animal myself, I cooked it myself, and it's been my hands the whole time. I know you're lying. Am I allowed to eat it?
Yes.
Yes. Am I allowed to give it to anyone else?
No.
Because I know against the Edim. Edim is 100% is 100% evidence in court and for the rest of the world, but I know personally, therefore my yediyah atzmit, I can rely on for myself, right? It's the... What is it basically? It's basically the... It's sort of like Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Dehetera, right? It's the flip side, right? Where I'm so convinced I can actually halakhically rely on it, rely on myself. Kimle Begave is outsourcing that. There are certain times when I trust you, not just because I know that you're an honest person, but because I actually know you intimately, so your knowledge is like my knowledge, right? If Ora tells me something, right, that is assimilated into... my knowledge base, right? It's not like, you know, one of you tell me something, okay, so I think about it, you told me something. I might believe you, right? But, you know, at some point you don't even remember, right, who said what, you know, within the house, like, did someone talk, you know, if someone wants to pass a message onto a spouse, right, usually they trust the spouse to pass it on, you know, as they said it over, because, like, you know, spouses talk to each other, they share basic information, but it's a different type of idea. You can outsource it to someone else, okay? Now, the classic case in the Gemara is in the case of Beis Din. Can we extend it beyond the cases of Beis Din? So, first of all, Misvara, yes, because if it works in Beis Din, Kal Vachomer, it works everywhere else, because if ever there was a place where we need formal Ne'amanos, it is Beis Din. But, notwithstanding that, you'll see that it does get extended. For example, look at the Shut Maharik. He also quotes, in turn, quotes the Shuvas HaRashba, but we only have so much time, so we'll read through it quickly. This is a sort of a screwed-up case where a father testifies that he heard an Eid Echad hear his daughter-in-law bimoda that she was Mizaneh, and now is tainaying on behalf of his son that his daughter-in-law should be divorced without Aksuba. What?
All the time.
All the time, yeah. Okay, so the Marik says, Harelan behed loves Aksuba apuma de chasada, right? So does it work? The Marik says, no. Right? She doesn't lose Aksuba because of one witness. Afil hechel tasra, like, even if it would be enough to asr her, right, to make her lose Aksuba, you need two aidim. Chen kazu kamu kasrav, chen kol pasuk alachos, kol rabosinu shavim bedavar. But oh, nirlevin is daidid. Afil le asr al baila lomahemen. Besides, she's not even believed to asr her al baila. Elam ken kim le begave, unless what? The son were to trust the Eid Echad, Glomashakir, Kagon Adam Shu Matsu Etla Tadir of a Gaspe Tuva, Kahid Rava, the Behemni Lorchista, Shaisi Ishtov, the Kimla Bigve Tuva, the Adam Acher, the Lokimla Bigve Lo, the Avagav Shu Mukhsak Harbe, the Adam Kashavahakon. Which there is a Sugen Kiddushin, which says that if someone is Neman Alecha could betray, when he tells you your wife was Mizana, that you can believe him. And now he says, what does it mean, Neman Alecha betray? It means this. Someone who you know, right, what's his lashon? Kim le begave? It's Shematsui Etzlo Tadir Vegas Beituva. It's someone that you always hang out with, you know him personally. V'raya miperka kosev, and what's the raya? Midlo mehemni ravala rav papa, l'ure la ishtara. That Rava didn't believe rav papa. The Avogav de Hemni Rabaz Rav Chisda, even though he believed his wife, Allah Barish Rav Papa a kosher Vahogan. He wasn't challenging that Rav Papa was a kosher person. Ma'od, Be'ene Rava. Vagamaya Tadir Etzlo Harbek, the Mukh Bechul Talmuda. He even spent a lot of time with him. Afilochilom Hemnele, Velo Samach Ale Kabe Trey. We're like, Marlo Kimle, he's awesome, right? You see that the level of Kimle to outsource this knowledge, to be considered personal knowledge, is only so, right? Your best of friends, your spouse, for your, right? Closest of friends. The Chen Yesh Ladakdik, Mjubas Harajba. To be in and Kim Levi Gvei Tuva calls them Shetei Asar Alav. Sorry, Kasav Be Tuvosav Vezel Lishonav Od Ki Mash Sheperish Be Mehemet Lacha Be Trei Inish Mehemenu Atlo Bechol Kishnaim Shein Mushaker Yafa Di Barta Udvarim Shel Tam Heim. And they make sense. Ilav Achi Avel Meimar Di Mehemen Lacha Avda Yisuras Zil Velave Le Mitli Bevanasa Shall Aid El Pri Tusa Mehemen Lach the Hacha Kim Levi Gevegi the Rin Berak Kosev. Again, right? He quotes the same thing. Skip down. Mashma one to the right. Skip down to Mashma. He just quotes the Rajba saying the same thing. Mashma Dafka Ba'am Ba'aminei Vismoch Daito Alei. It only works where you believe him and you rely on him. Lo b'damnim b'nishu choshed b'ishto. And it only works if you actually believe the person, not like you already are choshed your wife and therefore you believe the erecha. No, you have to believe the person because you believe the person because you have this intimate knowledge of what he tells you. Right, so the Maharik is also makes the distinction very clear. It's not ne'emanus. Right, there's this category. It works not just in Bezdin, it works also to Aser Isha al Baila. But again, it can only work through Yediyah Atzmit with someone that you're so intimately close to that you can consider their knowledge your knowledge.
Is it relevant that he's using it L'chomer, not L'kula?
He's allowing her to remain.
If you had this intimate knowledge,
then you could even Asra Isha al Baila,
which is chamor?
That's very chamor. Because remember, because it's Davar Shebe'erva. Right? Oh. It's not at all obvious. Right? The fact that would count as Davar Shebe'erva is a huge chiddush. Yes, it's a chumrah, but it's a status issue.
But would the Maharik say the same thing if it was the other way?
I think so. I think this is even harder, right? Because status issues are so hard, right? The Maharik at some level is even an expansion, right? Because he's saying Asra Isha al Baila, you've seen that. Right, you did the Gemara in Ksubos.
Yeah,
right? It's a status issue. It's you might need Shnei Edim, right? It's unless you have Kino Yifestira, right? It's the fact that you can say someone is Neman Alei Kibei Trei for a status issue is, I think, even a bigger chiddush than using it Lakula. I think, or at least as much of a chiddush. Okay, now to be fair, Lihalacha, we don't in the context of Bezdin, we don't fully implement this halacha anymore. You look at the Rif quotes, skip to the end of the first line, V'chazin and Lagon, the Gamar de'idna, lo efshar le'ledayin le'meimer, kim le'begathei. We don't let people say this nowadays, lo barulon kim le'behechihav, but we don't know how sure you have to be. O'kach lislay l'ri shtar l'afchei shvua le'begdes bura. So we don't allow you to passel a shtar, or weaken a shtar, or b'mahapech shvua, unless you have real edus. The edus adam neman. But at any rate, we do somewhat listen to it, because if someone who you trust tells you something, machmitines adin v'darshin v'chokan ashisbara dover v'yatz adin lamito, we do allow you to use that to elongate the case, right? To drag it on, because you're convinced that there's a lie, so even though normally we don't like dragging on cases, that would be enough of a reason for you to drag on the case to try to figure out, can I prove that there's something fishy going on. Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh l'dayin l'adun din mamad al p'yadvar p'shadayin not lem shem emes v'adavar chazek b'livo shu kach alfa b'y she'en sham raya b'ra. This is based on Gemara and Shavuos, that at some level a judge has to base himself on his own intuition, right? And the halacha is nifsak based on the Gemara and Shavuos Laman Aleph, is that if you just have a hunch that they're lying, that people are lying, so you're not allowed to say, look, the Edom are testifying, I can't trip them up. If they're lying, let the blame be totally on their heads. If you know that something's off, then you have to withdraw from the case if you can't prove that they're lying. Right, so that's what he's basing himself on, right? At some level, you have to base yourself on your old knowledge. This is like the Rif. Mamtin midin meinu docha edusa v'nose v'nosin im balei dinin ad shiodu l'divrei ha'ed v'dorsh v'choker yisbar adaver o yasub pshara yistalek min adin kamar shisbar. Fine. And Shulchan Aruch Paskin's like the Rif. So what that tells us is that, look, we're not so convinced of the svar of kimle begaveh that we actually let you carry out dini mamonos issues on it, but we do trust it enough. We haven't eliminated the svara, right? We still allow you to, right, change parts of the case and drag things out, right? Meaning we forced you to actually take into account. We don't allow you to draw a conclusion based on it, at least in the case of Bezdin. But that doesn't tell me that outside of Bezdin, where things are normally less strict, that we've at all given up on Kimle Bigave. And Svara Pshuta would be that even if in Bezdin we are more Mekil, we're more Machmer, and we don't allow you to rely on Kimlay, outside of Bezdin, where the rules of Ne'emanus are Becholmikra, less formal, we would allow you to rely on Kimlay. The Chavetz Chaim, to be fair, did not think this, and the Chavetz Chaim thinks that you actually need the full standards of Kimlay, right? The Chavetz Chaim, one of his conditions for something to be Toelet, right? Lashon Hara Toelet, is that you know for sure that what you're hearing is true. So the Chavetz Chaim says that the only way you can know something's true is either by seeing it yourself, or if somebody told you, right, who Kimlay Begave. Right? So if you look, Vafilof and Amol, Hani Mila, de Kimlay Begave, de Isha Hu Tuva, Dainu Shamakir, Hitev Teva, Isha Hu, Sheino Meshagab, Shum Ofel, Veino Megazim, Medavar, Medai Shamech Al Kah, etc. But if you skip to the next paragraph, which is the footnote there, he says, this is not the footnote, this is the next halacha. Talmud. That's the only time in the Gemara. He thinks that even outside of Bezdin, we gave up on the Svara of Kimlay, and therefore he thinks that nothing that you didn't see yourself you can ever be sure about for the purposes of Lashon Hara. This, I think, is not obvious at all, right? Presumably outside of Bezdin, we should be able to rely on it. In the footnotes, we won't read through it, but he quotes this Maharik, and the Gemara and Ksubas is the basis for his Shita. Yeah, Avi.
Everyone seems to agree that something that changed how we apply this.
Yeah, so they assume that. So the way the way it sounds like in Shulchan Aruch is just there are a lot more about the dinim. So like when there was Sanhedrin was much more formalized, you had formal smicha and things like that.
That would only be by based.
Right, yeah, pashtos. Sure. No, I agree with you. I think pashtos against the Chavetz Chaim.
Chavetz Chaim isn't saying that there are so many.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's what I'm saying. I think to the extent what seems to be from the Harik, right? The Harik says, look, we totally accept Kimlay, and Shulchan Aruch seems to only limit Kimlay in a case of Bezdin, which is what the case that the Rif actually said. The Chavetz Chaim thought this means that we don't rely on Kimlay at all fully. That I think is not at all obvious. I think we do. Okay, so with that background in mind, right? So just to chazer what we said so far, and then we'll get to Ramosha. What we've seen is that there are normal rules of Nambonus, and yet there's this category called Kimlay that seems to be able to circumvent the normal rules of Nambonus. Okay, so far we've seen that applied in the case of Shvua, in the case of Lashon Hara, right? In the case of Nambonus to Aser Isha Al Baila. Now what Ramosha is going to do is going to take that same thing and apply it to the world of Isurin.
Sorry, what was the reason again to not apply Kimlay Bezonazah?
So the way it is in the Rif and in Shulchan Aruch is simply that because the classic case of Kimlay and Bezdin, in the time of the Gemara, Bezdin was very specific. There were people with smicha, and right, you had to really be an expert. Now, there's no smicha, so who's a Bezdin? There's a million batei dinim, and not everyone is such an expert in psychology, an expert in, whatever, that he's able to discern, does he actually know that it's Kimlay. And we don't totally throw it out, right? We still force you to be mahapech. We don't allow you to be mahapech, but we do make you extend the case. We do trust that you somewhat know what you're talking about. We just don't fully take it as nammonos. So Moshe takes this idea and applies it to Isurim, okay? So v'chidashti, right? Let's go back to the second paragraph, right? We saw the question. So v'chidashti sheish makom lahakel laharbe anashim. So I think that there's room to be mekel. Beim ha'av yodeya v'kimle v'gave debita v'kalasu shechshelu v'isur mishum demakir tiva b'idia brura yidei shenisos arbe panim v'rashin amachshiloso mitam shenarotza letzaro o shetivo shelo lahaver achirim al baitam. I want to be mechadish that if you trust your daughter, you trust your daughter-in-law, you know many times that they haven't tricked you because they don't want to cause you pain or because they're nice people, right? They trust people's values, right? We live in a, right, in a pluralistic world where people trust, respect other people's beliefs even if it's not their own. You can rely on her. You can eat what she cooks for you. Anything, even meat, and in special kalim that she prepared for you. Because this is not ne'emonos, we've circumvented it. Ela biyadia atzmit. It's personal knowledge. Shehu kiriya mamish. It's like seeing it. Kaven sheyodea beverish eino mishakeret lo. I think it's Re'iya, because Rav Moshe has another tshuva where he says it's Bechelav Yisrael, right, that Yediyah is Ki Re'iya, right? That's why I think it's Re'iya, not Raya. Now, if he in fact is alluding to his tshuva there, it would be very problematic, for a reason we'll get to in a minute. Fine. But hold that thought. The Raya Ledavar, so we quote our Gemara, skip down to the fourth line. Avshavati in Svar Lomar, Derav Lom, and Minra Papa. Right, even though, right, so why didn't he believe Rav Papa? So skip the next paragraph. Vitzarach Lomar, Dimitzad Ne'emanus, if we were talking in the formal Ne'emanus categories, Hainu Sheinu Yodeh B'yedi Atzmit, Sheinu Meshaker, Rachmat Zuz Sadik Chassid Yodin Shlom Meshaker, V'yesh Lamino, Ain't oklum lamino bechidi datar and it nagvul shav moshav aron ain't nemon bechidi la dinim amon kol kol adam shem mecheskas kashrul nit natar l'shurim shkol echad yamin misherotze chen kol kol achan nemonus nizatar l'chol ish shistama hu bechezkas kashrus kmo litzadik v'chaser ayoser gadav olam kmo shav aron atzirad avgeshnayim. Right, so now Rav Moshe is going to play a very interesting game here, and he's going to say, look, why do we need yediyah atzmit? Because Ne'emanus is, in one word, why do we need Yediyah Atzmit and can't say that this is just another type of Ne'emanus?
Because Ne'emanus doesn't exist here.
Because why? Because Ne'emanus in one word is?
Chashad.
Is? So, not chashad, is?
Formal.
Right? Rav Moshe says it's formal. Right? Even Moshe and Aaron, Midin Eid Echad, wouldn't work. Aval Zeh Rak Midin Ne'emanus, Shlom Makir Yishvitivo Midos. If that's if you only don't know someone personally, but Etzem, Rak Shemitzad Chizkaso, you just know that he's a Chizkas Kashros. Aval Yodeo Makir is Aish, but Etzem, but you know the person himself, Mitzad Tivosav, Umin Hagav, his nature, his the way he's accustomed to action. He's so hard right upon him, you've seen many times, Rosh Ainam Shakir, and you see he doesn't lie. Ain Zeh Mitzad Ne'emanus, Elekuhu Re'iya Mamish, Kevin Shiyudia Atzmit, Shiyodea Umakiro Shalom Mitzad Chazakos, Rachain. Even if Rav Papa was greater than Rav Chisda, he only knew that from a chazaka. And then it's ne'emonus, and for that there are formal restrictions to the Torah put. Right, and that's what Moshe said. That's what Rava said. Kimle bigafe. And then he just says, and even according to the Rif and the Rambam, who limit this bizman hazeh, that's only in the context of Sanhedrin, okay? Right, that's the next paragraph. Fine. Now, what is the obvious problem, halacha lemaisa, that's caused by Rav Moshe? And this is where I need your help. Right? And we'll get to it and see Rav Moshe will say it implicitly. Right? Let's chazar again quickly. Right? We have two issues, right? We have a normal rule in Beis Din that you need Eidus, or at least in Eid, right? You have a normal rule in the world of Isurin that a Choshud is not Ne'eman. So the Gemara has a concept which is Nifsak, at least to some level, Kim Le Begave, that I can circumvent the rules of Ne'emanus to an extent in Beis Din. Rav Moshe applies that to the world of Isurin, I can circumvent Ne'emanus. Rav Moshe asserts that Ne'emanus is formal, but Kim Le Begave, your personal conviction, sometimes can circumvent the entirety of the formal halachic system. Yes? That's where we are so far? And Rav Moshe says, now what's the difference, though, between Ne'emanus and Kim Le? Right? What makes it that if Ne'emanus is formal, that I can still have Kim Lay because what?
Yediyah
Atzmit. Yediyah Atzmit, right, is just outsourcing my own personal knowledge. It's the same as two Eidim coming and saying, what I'm eating is not kosher and I know they're lying. I can rely on myself. Kim Lay Bigave. Right? It's Yediyah Atzmit. And Yediyah Atzmit, what Rav Moshe is showing you is that this notion, right, is that at some level, right, now just to, for a minute, frame it in what we've been dealing with the whole year, at some level, your personal knowledge is such a great factor that it circumvents most formal rules in the halachic system, right? Circumvents Ne'emanus. Fine, that's a great chiddush for our normal issues of the extent of the laity in Psak. Great. But now to the actual issue at hand. The real problem is if Rav Moshe is right, that people are not Ne'eman, that people are Chashal Adavar are not Ne'eman, and the only way to circumvent that problem is through Yediyah Atzmit, then what?
How can you trust anyone else?
Create a very simple halachic problem that would come up not so uncommonly.
How could you eat at anyone else's house?
You can eat at a normal person's house who keeps kosher. The ineluctable conclusion of Rav Moshe is
misusing.
What?
Misusing.
misusing it.
No, that would be misusing it. Give me a case, though, where it would cause a real problem if... Well, okay, let's put it this way. What is the inescapable conclusion of Moshe? Who is allowed to rely on Kimlay? No, that's not the conclusion of Moshe. No, who's the only person allowed on Kimlay? I should clarify my question.
You.
You. And not?
Someone else.
Anyone else? Give me a case where that becomes problematic.
If you yourself aren't...
You trust somebody, but you can't tell who's house to do that.
For example, right? Let me give you a very easy example. Someone is a Baal Tshuva. He trusts his parents. He gets engaged, or he's dating, and he wants to bring his girlfriend or fiance or wife home, and she doesn't know his parents well yet. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Can he believe? Can she eat the food?
Probably not.
Don't you have Moshe
now? No. And Rav Moshe explicitly says this. This is not just my...
Because
you can't...
Why can't... If it's just outsourcing my personal knowledge, then, you know, parents know, so I know, so you know.
Ah, but does that really work? It didn't work by Rav Papa. Right? Remember, everyone knows Rav Papa's like a galador. So if you thought you could say Kimli to Kimli, so why don't I say, look, I'm Kimli in that gadol, right? And that gadol knows that Rav Papa's a gadol, right? But Rava didn't agree with Rav Papa. That's the whole point, right? Is that it's Yedia?
What was he Kimli in?
Somebody, right? There's nobody he was Kimli in who knew Rav Papa, right? Well, you could just say Kimli to Kimli to Kimli to Kimli. He's known as the Galador. Right? The inescapable conclusion of Rav Moshe is that...
But it doesn't matter if he's known as the Galador. It matters if there's a chain of direct people.
Okay, there's not a chain.
There's not a chain. Intimate way.
There probably is.
Yeah, we're probably like 30th
cousins. And if you think that I'm just making this up in Rav Moshe, look at the last three lines. Vani raga lomar lemisha balo yayim at the samach al-shachar visage... No, sorry, that was the... This is wrong. Where's Rav Moshe? Where did I just put Rav Moshe? Where's the end of Rav Moshe's tshuva? The end of Rav Moshe's tshuva.
Here's Rav Moshe.
Where's the... Oh, there we go. Right? Right, so look at the end of Rav Moshe. He says... And therefore, he says... V'lachein b'shas ha-tchak... For weak people, but for other people, the shalom b'shas atchak ulabriim yesh lahachmir.
So hold it.
Right. So for la'achirim, it is not Naaman. Right. One second. Right. And Rav Asher Weiss as well has this in his tshuvos in Chelek Bet Tshuva Memtet. The first one in Yoredeya says the exact same thing, that it is not Naaman unless for achirim. It's only Naaman for you personally, right? So this creates a halachic problem. Now let's put the potential solutions on the problem, so on the table. So one is to simply deny what I just said, right, and say that even Rav Moshe, even though he says achirim, it doesn't really mean achirim, right? He means as long as there's not a chain of kimle bekimle, right? Reshechter. So who had this case? Alex, right? Alex asked this once to Reshechter, right? And Alex said that Rav Shachter told him that he thinks you can say Kimlay to Kimlay. Right?
And it's and more than that.
I don't know, but he said Kimlay to Kimlay. Right?
Why not logically?
So why not logically? Sense. No, why not logically? Because you need Yediyah Atzmi.
Yeah, but you do, because if one Kimlay works, it becomes your Yediyah, and then
at what point do you stop? So let's do it. Yeah, but that's not true, right? Let's do this. Let's do this realistically, right? If you think that Kimlay is really, really Kidiyat's meat, then 10 steps of Kimlay should be Yediyat's meat. But is that true?
Nothing gets lowered. Every time you have a Kimlay...
Yeah, but is that true? Exactly. Is that true? Let's say I totally trust Chaim.
You don't have to know.
No, I'm saying, but let's think about it practically. If I totally trust Chaim, and Chaim totally trusts Avi, and Avi totally trusts Yair, and Yair totally trusts Asher, and Asher totally trusts Benji, etc., right? Does that mean that, right?
Why not?
Kol Yisrael Ravens.
And Arya trust Ellie. So does that mean
absurd,
right?
That's why.
Right, it's a reductio. Yeah, at some point, right? At some point, Kimble can't mean that because it can't be.
They're all truly Kimble. You know.
No, because no, that you're going to call Yedi Atzmit and not Ne'amanus. Remember, Ramosha's whole claim, and it's borrowed in the Gemara, is that it can't be Ne'amanus, right? To the extent that Kimle exists, it has to exist as a separate track.
I can say, like, okay. everything
right?
that you know is something that I know, but everything that you know other people know is not...
Correct, right? And on a very practical level, right? I trust Ora. I would say that what Ora knows is Yatzmit. I wouldn't say that about her friends, right? Someone who Ora grew up with, but I don't really know, right? Someone who's in Toronto. So Ora might trust her totally, right?
That means
but
you
I can't.
Trust her judgment.
Yeah, but I can't personally. I would not, if you ask me, would I consider that Yedi Atzmit? Right? Things okay. which Ora tells me, I consider Yedi Atzmit.
So how long does the chain go?
I think one.
Just one.
I would have thought Misvara Pshuta. So Rav Schachter thinks at least goes Kimle to Kimle. Okay. I don't know how far he says. I didn't talk to him. But at least in certain circumstances, he thinks that it goes, what?
Can you trust Alex?
Yes, I can trust him
to... How does he see the purge bill? Of course he can.
I can trust him to have asked Rav Schachter. I can also trust that Rav Schachter said it. It sounds like something Rav Schachter would say.
Why would it only go to two, but not more than that?
So I don't know if it would. I think it would... So one could say... So one could say it doesn't go beyond one at all, because you need to ask me. And that is pashtus, what would be Yotze from Rav Moshe, right? He doesn't qualify, right? Neither does Rav Asher. Now, one could say it goes. One could say it goes practically. What? As far as it could go, as far as what? As I can consider a personal knowledge, and who determines that?
Each individual case,
right? That's another way. Now, let me give you a raya for this, which I Rav Asher Weitz quotes this tshuva, but he doesn't flesh it out. But I think he does open up a petach. Right, which is to say a very limited form of kimle to kimle.
I don't think the simplest way of understanding the word acherim is that it's a chain of kimle. I think it's just other people. Like,
right, I mean, it doesn't work for... So I think that's probably the best way of going. Rav Asher doesn't say this explicitly, but yeah. I think this is in the Tashbates. Rav Asher, in his context, notes that this argument essentially appears in the Tashbates. The Tashbates is dealing with a case of a Murano who sends you a barrel of wine... So is he Neman to say that it's kosher? So well, that's the question. So you look at the top of that page, yeah?
Murado is assuming...
See where it says the Tajbates on the bottom of the page?
And Murado here is someone who's given up the faith?
Or at least is partially. You got it? You got the Shuvah Tajbates? So you turn to the next page, to his Shuvah. V'adai shanusim enen Neman al hechshara. Yayin v'lo yehei eloshem chashunim also davar. Right? Muranos are not Neman on the wine because they're not Machbet on it, and therefore Chashav al Sudavar. Okay, but then he goes through a whole deon, but if they send you a sealed bottle, you don't have to assume that they broke into it and put not kosher wine, fine. Skip to the last three lines. V'ani ragil omar, but I say, l'mi shebalo yayin, im ata somech al meshalcho, if you rely on the person who sent it to you, shaseyu, drink it. Ata biveisecha, you in your house, but don't sell it to anyone else who doesn't know the guy personally. So he clearly makes the distinction between lo and achirim. But who does he seem to include in lo?
Entire house.
Your beso. So I think, and this is my newest solution to this case, right, is to assume that what is the extent that Ramosha is right, right? That it fundamentally applies lo v'lo l'achirim. To what extent? To people who can reasonably be considered within your... I don't know exactly where you draw the line. Within your narrow unit, I think your fiancé probably fits into the same category as beso, right? People who are reasonably within your unit, right? Your social unit, your familial unit, or, if I had to say it, Kimle Geve works to the extent that it makes sense that these people are relying on you, right? Meaning... To the extent that, look, if Ora is going to go to her not-from-relatives, who she trusts to keep kosher, right, so I can go to them, because, look, it's normal for me to go with her.
You can't go more than...
Right, but I couldn't necessarily invite you to come along with me, right? Okay. So, right... What?
Of course he can.
Could you invite Alex?
God, stop with the Alex thing, God. I still haven't seen the premiere field, but, okay. So, I talked to a bunch of poskim to see to the extent that this is true, right? What are the parameters of this? So I got the gambit of opinions here. So I talked to Rav Shlomo Levi. And some of this is going to play, pick that sheet there, right? It's going to be pretty difficult. So I talked to Rav Shlomo. Take a wild guess, Rav Shlomo said. Rav Shlomo said...
It doesn't work even for yourself.
No. So Rav Moshe, he said, to the extent that Rav Moshe is correct, it's only when Rav Moshe said it, B'shaz Hadchak, Lechalushim, Lo V'lo L'Achirim, and Ein Hachanami, I gave him the fiancé case. He said, your fiancé can't eat there. Zehu... And Bikaron, it's difficult to eat by Chilonim. That was his conclusion, right? That was his conclusion. But I should just point out before I get to this, Rav Moshe's basic tshuva is accepted by many people. You take a quick search online, you'll see. I gave it to you. It's quoted by, from Beit Hillel, which is on the left side of our community, to Rav Dov Lior, who is very much in the Chardal camp. It's quoted by Rav Ronsky in his book, Kechitzim B'Yad Gibor, page 119. He used to be chief rabbi of the army. It's quoted in an article in Tchumen.
119.
It's quoted in the older versions of it. It's quoted.
There more the new version was the page.
I don't know. I know in the old version I saw it, but there are other versions where it wasn't on that page. It's quoted in an article in Tchumen, volume 20, by Rav Wasserman. Now, of course, parenthetically, you should just remember that obviously this only applies when not only do you trust the person in terms of trustworthiness, but to know what they're doing, right? They have to be an expert, right? In the case of Rav Moshe, it was a guy who went off the derech, so he used to be from, so he knew what kashrus was, right? This is not always true, and as Beit Hillel points out correctly, right, someone could be the most trustworthy person in the world, and he might even know, have learned Hilchos Kashrus for you, but, you know, come Shemitah, he might not know what to do, right? You have to also be realistic about this. But that's, I think, pashut to everyone, yes? Obviously, forgetting the halachic things, you have to have a head on your shoulders. Now, a classic case where this comes up in Israel are there are a lot of chilonim who will, let's say, won't keep kosher, but they won't keep Shabbos, but they will keep kosher, where, according to these, their neman, if you assume that Michal Shabbos for Heshib is manazeh, doesn't make you not neman because of Tinok Shanishba, which, let's assume for a moment we accept that, right? That's a share for another time. Anyway, so that was Rav Shlomo. Rav Shlomo took it straight. Rav Shechter said, Kimle de Kimle. What I think you could take Rav Moshe and Rav Asher Weiss to say, if you read into the Taj Beit, is a form of Kimle de Kimle, which is simply extending it to your narrow social group, but this still doesn't mean that I could... Rav Moshe doesn't seem to say this, but in theory, the Taj Beit seems to have this precedent. Now, obviously, the nafkamina would be, if you really hold Kimle the Kimle, so if you really trust me, you could come with me to my not from relatives, right? If you hold like the Taj Beit, probably not, right? Because it's not that we have Kimle the Kimle. It's that certain people are part of your familial unit, your narrow unit, and can be expected to be low, right? Are the broader low, right? The broader you and not achirim, right? Those are two different formulations. The nafkamina would be, right, somebody who maybe is your friend and trusts you, but is not naturally, right, in your unit.
Alex.
Thanks. God. People on the, we on the recording can be like, what is going on here? Okay.
But you, even according to the Taj Beit, somebody could come to your house.
But presumably,
and with you.
Look, even according to the Taj Beit, right, you'd have to figure out under what circumstances is this normal? Okay, fine.
What about this?
Trust someone that
wait.
What about you bringing somebody who's not normal part of your unit to these people?
Okay, so. Now, so, right, so bringing someone who's not part of your unit, so again, according to Schechter, maybe it would work, Kimle to Kimle, in theory.
That's not even Kimle to Kimle. Kimle, like, the extreme version of Schechter is that somebody who knows you and trusts you can go by themselves. Your being there
correct.
Make a difference?
So according to Schechter, definitely not. According to Pashup Shat and Rav Moshe, and even probably according to Taj Beit, it would be Aser. I talked to Rav Mordechai about this, and Rav Mordechai said, in a Hanami, he told somebody who asked him if he could go to his not from, aunt, who he trusted to keep kosher for him, that he could go, but he wasn't allowed to bring friends. Because it's lo lo lachirim. You have the right for yourself to circumvent the rules of Nemanos, but you can't impose that Nemanos on somebody else. I talked to Rav Moshe, and this is also a pick that shita. Rav Moshe, Kedarko, And as Rabbi Waxman said, and I talked to Rabbi Waxman about it, it's good that we have people like this among us, said, I don't think that the sugya of chashur al hadavar applies outside of monetary cases. In general, eid echad is not formal. Remember, and just to explain this whole thing, right? Rav Moshe predicated his whole notion on saying that a nemonus being formal and kimlei being circumventing the system. Rav Moshe said, I don't think that kimlei is formal at all, right? I think, that nemonus is formal at all. I think it's all practical. Only when there's monetary chashos involved do we need formal nemonus. And therefore, I think the whole thing doesn't apply. And if you trust the person, then you can believe him, and that's all there is to it.
Why is this
right?
Then why are there separate sugyot?
The problem, kanir'eh, is that it definitely goes against Shulchan Aruch, seems to also go against the Mishnah in Demai, which explicitly says it in the context of im nitareach etzlo, right? The actual case of the Mishnah and the Gemara is if someone invites you to their house. So someone would have to pull a lot of chilukim here, and I didn't ask him how he defends against it, but that was his feeling, that ne'amonos is fundamentally not formal.
Can you say kimli b'Rav Moshe?
You can do whatever you want. I'm just giving you the... Now, I will admit, though, that while what Rav Moshe is saying is a little bit, is in a chanami to some extent difficult, he is right that there is a kav chashiva that says that ne'amonos of eid echad is not formal. For example, and he quoted Rashi, and Rav Mordechai told me that when he talked to Rav Aaron many years ago, he quoted the Ravid and the Kazav Sham, where Rav Mordechai wasn't sure which one it was. I'm assuming it's this one, because this is the one I heard Rav Aaron quote in a similar context. Rashi says, what is the makor for eid echad ne'amon v'isurin? So some of the Rishonim quote it from Psukim. Rashi quotes it from Asfara Pshuta. Havadei pshita le desamchina le kol zman shlo nechshad. De'i lavach, if it weren't for the fact that you believe people when they weren't chashud, ein lecha adam ochel mishel chaverov, ein lecha adam somech al b'nei beso. Because then you'd have no way of relying on your family. The Ramban and the Rashba quote this from a Yerushalmi and Kilayim that we don't have in our Gersos, but that's not a surprise. Our Gersos are not great. Same idea. Im iata omer kein ein lecha mit achsein eitzel chaveiro. The Ravid, in a really striking passage, right? Everyone always says, isn't a woman neman midin eidecha neman bisurin? So what do you think?
Yes.
So the Ravid seems to actually say no. Then why are you allowed to believe your wife to say that the food in your house is kosher? So Rav Aaron pointed out, and this is printed in the Shiurim on Psachim as well, that it seems to me we din chazaka. The Ravid says in Psachim, "Dafilu b'araisa rei mehemne kigon tilas agid v'achilev shanu som chal nashim alafila chazaka nami chamchinan." Why do we rely on our wives? Because we also rely on chazaka. The time in the mill. So what's the basis? Da kol chaver meitzal mitzvos mechemen shem oskim behem. Since people do mitzvos, so they're right, there's a chazaka that they do them. Achi yechdu until they're chashud. Kamoshin yechdu ame aretz al ma'aser kishenifts gushim. Lo kein ein adam somech benikra baser v'dika tayirakos al ishto v'irakos shochzu b'talaim elavadai dach alav amri anan badiknu el amri badiklan mandehu. Now the Meiri points out that it shouldn't be true that if it's not formal, then it shouldn't work against something which is already as a chesgas iser. The Ravid seems to think that this chazaka works even against cheskas iser because it's probably a super chazaka, whatever that means, without getting to the lumdas of what that means. So it is true to an extent that ne'emanus is not, that there is justification for arguing that ne'emanus of eid echad, ne'emanus of isurin is not formal. What's the problem with saying that? Is that what does Rashi and the Ravid both say? That what are the exceptions to even that type of ne'emanus and that type of chazaka? Who? Nechshad al hadavar. That only, right, you can only say that someone's involved in mitzvot if they keep the mitzvot. Is it really true that someone who, because of pluralism, you know, believes in you enough, right, that you can believe them enough, that they think this is nonsense, right? Is it really, really true that there's the same chazaka? That's not obvious, even if you think it's not formal. So, Rav Moshe might be right to an extent. So, what I would say is that if one wanted to open a line of thought in line with what Rav Moshe is saying, one could say that perhaps, right, that, you know, something along the lines of Tinuk Shenishba, right, that if someone is going against the Yisurim, so it's Chashutz, and there's no Chazakah. But if someone just, it's not that he doesn't, you know, he's opposed to it. He just, like, you know, doesn't keep it, right? And we don't blame him for it. So that, but you know him to be a respectful person. So maybe he's like, you know, it's like vegetarianism, right? Where people, there's no, you know, it's not that people think that what I'm doing has religious significance, right? They just, you know, I'm a vegetarian, they respect that. So one could open that if you think it's not formal. But again, it's really, really hard. And the sources, I'm not convinced that it, in the end of the day, it'll work. I talked to Rabbi Turchiner also, who's the Rosh Kollel in Toronto, and we haven't finished this. We're in the middle of a back and forth on it. He noted that there is another case in Halacha where we have this type of model, and that's by Hashavas Aveda, where even though normally we need Siman Mufhakim, the Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham, who we trust to be accurate, will be Neman B'Tvias Ayin, right? Even simply by looking at it. So we have a case where we actually replace formal requirements of Siman Mufhakim with simple trust. Again, whether that would work here is not obvious because of the Chashid problem. Okay, so that's where I am at this point in the sugya. Where what I think is interesting about the sugya is that we've clearly opened up, right? The way Reb Moshe understands it, there's a formal din of ne'amanos, and despite the formal din of ne'amanos, there is a category called kimle begave where I can actually circumvent ne'amanos purely on my own conviction that something is mutter b'mitzios. Then the question that we explore halacha l'maisa is, okay, even assuming this is true, to the extent that it's true, how far does it extend? Do we say that literally it's only lo v'lo la'achirim? Do we say that maybe kimle de kimle, or a variation of kimle de kimle from the Tashbates, that your social unit can be considered part of your own knowledge? Do we just say, no, inachanami, right? There's a problem. Or do we go in the direction of Reb Moshe, and we'd have to flesh out the details and say that really Ne'amanos was never formal to begin with, so our whole dichotomy, which said that Ne'amanos is formal and yet there's a category that circumvents it, is just not true. It was never formal to begin with, and that's why it's by definition subjective. That would be another direction. Of course, the halach l'maisa, in addition to solving all these halachic problems, you'd have to ask Berah Mara Mitziyut, can you in fact trust people? Are people actually trustworthy? And even if they're trustworthy in the sense that they're honest, do they actually know the halacha? Right? These are all practical problems. So everything I said now is not only with the hilchasa, but it is open. I want you guys to think about it and help me think through the sugya, because I'm in the middle of trying to flesh it out and see whether I can be kovei masmerim halacha l'maisa. But meantime, I think it does open up in interesting questions in terms of our general question of the role of the laity in psak.